Blog Talk Radio.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? You'll find it here, scottinsler.org, where you will hear the facts. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. scottinsler.org reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil, you have to eradicate it. It's not too late.
That's right. As I've said before, it's not too late. It's not too late for your children. I'm your host, Scott Hensler, scotthensler.org, using Blog Talk Radio. The subject matter, Curse of the Bastard, is a hard subject for some people to accept or swallow, because no one wants to think of a child as being cursed, being put into a position that causes them to be in harm's way. But it is a fact. I've been doing deliverance now for well over a decade. I've seen just about everything. I've been involved in children's ministries, delivering children by themselves and the parents with them. It can get pretty intense with the curses, because the demons just do not want to let go of the children. They may leave you, but they don't want to go away from the children. They've been in the bloodline a long time. And I'm going to cover that. But first I want to talk about the fact that I've been a host and guest on Walking Among Spirits, Blog Talk Radio with Teresa McGillen. You can find her on Blog Talk or go to my website, scotthensler.org, and find the links there. We're having 2-hour shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And I invite you to attend. We're covering literally everything, since I've got more time on there to do that. So if you've got a question, email me or come and be on the show, and we can talk direct. Now, this subject that I should have covered maybe this earlier, but there's a big confusion with using the word bastard. Now, of course, it's derogatory. It brings hard feelings saying that. It can be used to basically word curse somebody else, obviously. But it is a term simply meaning that a child is born out of wedlock. And in Deuteronomy chapter 23, where the curses from chapter 20 on are discussed, it specifically says that this curse that comes from sex outside of marriage, where there's a child who is born without the parents being married, brings a curse that can last for 10 generations. It keeps the children from having relationship with the Lord, with God. And it also states that they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, that's serious. That is literally condemning a child to a life of curses, of damnation, that really involves poverty, divorce, more abuse, addictions, a life of anger, premature death, and then a whole slew of learning disabilities, which includes ADHD, autism, putting children on Ritalin, the vaccines that they take along with it. These are all curses brought down on this whole United States from the behavior of the parents. Now, remember, it's not the children who are the problem here. It's the bad behavior of the parents. That's the issue. Now, I want to cover this because people need to understand what's going on here. Now, everything that I tell you and that I've been through, I've dealt with myself in it, or it's been something that I've done. I haven't been a Christian my whole life. My first 37 years, I was a problem child. Let's put it that way. But I finally grew up, finally understand that there is a God, and that his son, Jesus Christ, through his sacrifice, provided a way to remove these curses, especially the curse of the bastard. Now, if you remember King David, with that whole debacle with Bathsheba, that when she was impregnated, that child died shortly after birth. And that was very grieving for King David. But through the other curses of murder that he did, the adultery and all the others, now remember, Christ has paid sins for past, present, and future. But at that time, it continued on, and if you notice and read about King David's future from there, that the future children were basically, they were problem children, and they just really caused grief through that whole thing. So if Christ had sacrificed prior to that, I believe that those curses could have been taken care of, but maybe King David didn't know it, but he certainly, when he finally got it together, was a wonderful inspiration to us in Psalms, and as a leader, a king, somebody to look up to, he really, really turned his life around and made good out of it, even though there was issues, but he was a great example of what can be done. But the point of it is that the children under this curse can behave in all different aspects. And since it can last 10 generations, you know, depending on how you look at a generation, I mean, it could be 400 years. That's huge. But guarantee that they're going to commit a sin again that's going to perpetuate this like a snowball going down the hill. It's just going to continue and get larger. Look at what we've got now. I mean, our kids are a mess. This generation, it's terrible what they're going through. They don't understand. They don't have a relationship with God, which is part of this curse. The church, the parents, of course, are hugely at fault for this. But again, that's a curse that came down through the bloodline. Chances are there was somebody in your bloodline prior to you that carried on that curse of the bastard, and that was part of what generated this. And now we literally have a nation where the fathers are absent, that nobody's getting married anymore, so they're fornicating, which brings on another curse, even if there aren't any children involved. Drugs, pornography, insanity, mental illness, just this world is so upside down, and this is part of it. Now, curses can skip a generation or skip an individual. I'm not sure why, but I've seen this. But if a child has been appointed or destined to be a servant in God's kingdom, spirit world knows this and targets them out. And if they're placed under the curse of bastard, then they specifically have a very hard road ahead of them if this curse is not broken. Now, the good thing of it is that this curse can be broken. But when you break a curse, you also need to cast out the demons, because the demons are the worker bees that carry out the curse. Now, I had a prior broadcast a week or so ago called Curses and More Curses. You might want to go back and follow up on that. The ones that I did specifically for men that says men only, you may want to listen to that, because that talks about, what was the saying, a man had a woman in every port, which obviously meant that he had children everywhere. And if we were to follow that bloodline, if we could go pull the records and look and see what's happened to these people, I think you would find that a lot of evil, a lot of issues, and a lot of bad things happen. Now, again, the good thing is that this curse can be broken. And unfortunately, the church doesn't teach us about that. I didn't find this out until I entered a deliverance ministry. And I, too, when I was younger, had a child out of wedlock, and I had to break that curse off and cast the demons out. I was given the authority through Jesus Christ. I was shown what I needed to do, the words that I needed to speak, how to carry it out. And I warred for a long time. I used to just take my time at night and go up to a lake up in Arizona, Saguaro Lake, and go to the docks at night where there was hardly anybody there, where it was just lives my prayer closet. And I would pray. I would ask for forgiveness. I would confess my sin. I would break the curse. Then I would command the demons to leave. And that's exactly what I would do every Wednesday night for years. Now, again, the order that I did this, and you need to remember that Jesus paid the sins for past, present, and future. Repentance is the first order that needs to take place. And once you repent, then you renounce. Renounce any of the curses, renounce any of the strongholds, renounce any word curses that may have come from other people regarding the situation. Just pray about it. See what God leads you to. He'll give you, knowledge and words of wisdom, and the Holy Spirit will just take care of business, because God will honor what you're doing. And besides, He wishes none that would perish. And children are such jewels. Yeah, they can be a pain. I realize that. But when they're young, they're innocent. They're a treasure. They need to be protected. They're our future generation. God wants them to have a relationship with Him. And it's our responsibility to bring up the children as they should be. And that is a great failure, even in my part. We all, at one time, have failed in something. But, Once you understand that there is a God, and that you pick up the cross and you die to self, these things can all be turned around. And they were. Thank God. All the praises go to God, to Jesus Christ. Now, when you're renouncing and breaking these curses, make sure that you say the name of the child, and or the particular curse, or whatever the instance is going on. As I mentioned, there's poverty and divorce and abuse and addiction, premature death and learning disabilities. Specifically, speak those out. I break that curse of learning disability, of dyslexia, of ADHD, of autism, of childhood cancer, of mental illness, night terrors. Different things like that are huge, and you need to speak that into the spirit realm and go after that and just take care of business. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, it's important to say, when you, as I said earlier, speak in to the spirit realm, you either speak blessings or you speak curses. And when you're battling, when you're actually fighting the demonic, it's like a courtroom. And the judgment against you has been the sins and the curses that you've allowed to come into the bloodline through the family. And it doesn't mean you. It can mean the past generations. It can mean your parents, your grandparents, great-grandparents. As I said before, that everyone has a father and mother, and you just go a couple generations back, and you've got 15 people piled up on top of persons. And there's a familiarity that goes through the bloodline. And, for to say, well, he's just like Uncle John, or you're going to be no good like, your father. I mean, these are curses because they were passed on. And when I cast a demon out, I may have to battle them a little bit, because even though they'll leave the host, the adult person I'm working with, they want to transfer and continue on with the child. So it's very important that you approach it in that to break that, forbid them from transferring, forbid retaliation and ambushment and sabotage, close and seal the doors, all in the name of Jesus. And, of course, give God and Jesus all the praise and all the glory for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he's going to do in your life and your children's life. Because it is very important to take care of this now while your children are still young. There's really no limit to it because you're a senior. Even though a child has moved on to be 18, you can still break those curses. As I said, the spirit realm is like a court. There's legalism. A child that reaches age, especially accountability, and in or adult as far as the laws see them, pretty much carry into the spirit realm as well. So you may want to consider that when you're praying, that if you have older children, that you command that curse, that regardless of how old they are, that its hold is broken, there is no more legal right, it is cast down, the curse is canceled, void, nulled, and is laid at the cross. Be very specific and take your time. Let the Lord lead you. And as I suggest these things, maybe these things aren't what, at the particular moment, that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, because there may be other issues that need to be taken care of first. So it's very important to have a quiet spirit while you're praying. And then you need a righteous anger. If you were going down the road and you saw a child being abused physically, you would be horrified. And you would most likely stop and get out if you were driving, and start engaging in that individual who's abusing that child to make them stop. And unfortunately, this is what happens in the spirit realm. Let me give a couple instances that I've seen. I went to a bank in Arizona one time, and when I pulled in just to use the outside teller, there was a van there, and all these people were standing around in panic. And when I walked by, I noticed it was a van that they were looking into. And in the van was this child, maybe 18 years or 18 months old. And it was lying on its back, and it was having like convulsions or like grandma seizures, but it wasn't. At least that's what the people thought. Now, they were full Hispanic. They didn't speak English, so I couldn't communicate with them. My Spanish is bad. But I noticed that the child was looking to and fro, back and forth, up and down, top and bottom. It wasn't having a seizure, though with the rapid eye movement, it appeared to. But what the child was seeing was the demonic realm. It was terrified. It was frozen right where it laid. And the people had no idea what was going on. Now, me being a stranger, and this being a child, and these people didn't know who I was, I chose to go back to my car and pray, because there is no distance in the spirit realm. I am a child of God, bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. I have been given all power and all authority. And as I sat in my car, I warred to break that off that child and make it stop. And then I heard a peace, a calmness, a stillness happen within the people over there, and then they all got in their car and left. So I can only assume that whatever was happening, I went after the demons and made them stop. And obviously, that child needs to be taken to a deliverance ministry, and whether that happened or not, I don't know, but that's the way that worked out. Now, in children's deliverance, it wasn't uncommon for grandmothers to bring the children because the mother was either on drugs. So the custody of the child was given over to the grandmother or the grandparents. That happens a lot. Now, I can remember one case where I was working on where the child couldn't sit still. You know, he's always fidgeting. There's no way he was going to do any good in school because he just couldn't concentrate. And when I laid hands on that child literally was like a slippery wet fish. It was hard to hang on to that kid. It was amazing. And finally, I managed to get some things out, got him calmed down, And I laid my hand on his throat because he was arrested in his speech development. And I prayed, and as I laid hands on his throat, his tongue came out of his mouth and flickered back and forth like the tongue of a snake, just like a reptile when it's sensing for infrared and sensing prey. This thing would come out, and the grandmother froze right where she was at. She couldn't believe what she was seeing in this child. And I went after dumbness, went after speech deprivation, and various other things. And the child finally coughed out whatever it was. And so that was a deliverance of whatever was affecting this child along with the other things. So it's very important to pray over children and break these curses off of them. And thank goodness that this grandmother had enough sense to bring this child in. And this is one with many. I mean, I could just sit here for hours and tell you one over another. And after these curses are broken, it is very important to speak blessings over the child. The blessings that should have been spoke over the child at birth, should have been spoken over the child while it was still in the womb, and continually to speak a positive as well as the actual blessings. Now, here's another thing. That curse could have been withholding blessings in the bloodline for generations. So I don't just say, you know, let the heavens open up and pour upon this child the blessings. I specifically say, pour upon this child the blessings that have been withheld due to the sins of the parents that are now broken, that are now released, that have now been cast out. Because I can guarantee you, if the devil has taken time to go after this child, because we are in the end times, this child has a role to play, a strategic chess piece, and this great game that Satan has against us. Children are going to be attacked even more. And so breaking the curse of the bastard, and don't take offense to that word and what I'm saying. I'm not talking about a child in the sense of that the child's bad. This is because of your doing. This is because of your ancestors' doing. And you need to take care of this so this child can have a good life. Now, it's also important that the child honor the father and mother, that all will go well. And if this child is suffering from the curses, then it's going to get into crime, it's going to get into drugs, it's going to become belligerent, it's going to become a problem issue. And then the child is not going to honor the father and mother, and that too brings curses. So it's like a cat or dog chasing its tail. You need to break that link. You need to break that curse off the bloodline and all future generations. And I'm going to take the last 5 minutes, and I'm going to pray to give you an example of how to do this and what you should do. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to pray for those adults and their children. Father, I know that the church and the teachings and the bombardment of movies and TV have made it seem that sex outside of marriage is okay, and that there's a great abandonment that's taking place of children all through this nation and world. And, Father, this brings curses, as you stated in Deuteronomy and even Hebrews, that sex outside of marriage, conception without marriage, causes a curse of the bastard upon children. And so, Father, as we come to you, we lay this at the cross. We ask forgiveness for our sins. We repent of our sins. We understand now that this is wrong. But your Son, Jesus Christ, paid the sin. So I come petitioning before you, Father, that these curses will be broken off the bloodline and all future generations. There will be no ambushment, sabotage, retaliation. Not only are the curses broken, Father, but I cast out all the demons. There will be no fragment. There will be no breaking in different pieces that will be left behind. They will be all bound as one, whether it's a curse of poverty, whether it's a curse of bad relationships or learning disorders or sickness, that they are bound as one. All of them under the authority of that demon, and the ones that they're under as well, are going to be cast to the pit and will not return. Again, will not retaliate, will not ambush, will not sabotage. That all future generations from this point on are now free, are clear. And I thank you, Father, and I thank you, Jesus, for what you did to allow this to happen. Father, I speak blessings over the child, that those that have been withheld in the past are now released. I speak blessings that they'll have a long, full life, that they will be the apple of your eye, that they will have a relationship with you, Father, that they would not have normally had otherwise. So breaking these curses and blessing this child is everything. And I know that you're going to honor that, Father, because we come before you with that petition and we with our repentance of our sins. And so, Father, as the child grows and has that relationship with you, may they be a mighty warrior in your kingdom. May your hand, your arm, just as it says in Psalm 91, that you'll gather them underneath you like the hen, and the chicks will be now protected. And I thank you, Father, for that. And I thank you again for your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, may they now move forward and bless others. As I stated, to be used mightily by you, may they heal the sick, set the captives free, restore sight to the blind, have the lame walk, and break the curses off of other families, other children. And what a blessing they will be to you, Father. And God bless you for what you've done, Father. And God bless you, Jesus. May they be a blessing to this world and be safe. And Satan, you get your hands off these kids. You get your hands off the children. If you try and hurt or harm them, you will answer to the Most High God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, that's just an example. As you lay hands on the child, whether they're yours or someone else's, always ask permission if they're someone else's. And make sure that you yourself are prayed up. But I really recommend that you go to a very well-established deliverance ministry. Now, on my website, scotthensler.org, you'll see at the top tabs, a deliverance tab, and you just click on it. It'll take you to that page. And in there, I have a listing, a link, that'll take you to a roster of the deliverance ministries, both in the U.S. and worldwide. And as I said, just go to it, find someone in your local area. If you're not comfortable with this, you yourself may need delivered first, which I recommend, and just go from there. So, again, thank you for your time on this. If you have any questions or you would like me to pray, just go to scotthensler.org, go to the contact, and I would be glad to do that. God bless.
Thanks for picking me up at the airport, nephew. Sorry, my plane was so late.
Oh, glad to help, Aunt Phyllis. Say, you got more luggage than you did last time.
Yep. One thing I've learned from the last time, you can never be too prepared.
Oh, that was just a one-time thing. That'll never happen again. Darn, that's the second tire today.
Today? I hope you got the last one fixed and have a spare.
Well, no, I forgot.
Forgot? Land sakes, you're just like your father. Well, guess I better get out the supplies. Something tells me we are going to be here a long time.
Supplies? Where'd you get all that stuff, Aunt Phyllis?
WildernessGeek.com, nephew. They have it all. GPSs, two-way radios, signaling laser flares, and more.
WildernessGeek.com?
Yep, WildernessGeek.com. Now hand me those night vision goggles. I want to make sure no varmint sneaks up on us while you signal a plane and call for help on the radio.
Glad you shopped at WildernessGeek.com, Aunt Phyllis.
Me too.